Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, we abbreviate that down to OPP.
Mm-hmm. Today we have Ashley, and we're going to help her figure out her plans for the holidays.
Oh, I love this. Let's plan. Go to your old hometown, run into the hunk that you used to know.
I just watched
a movie.
But then
he's not a hunk
like
anymore.
Yeah, but then they both discover the joys of Christmas and live happily ever after.
Okay, mm-hmm. Hallmark.
We can save this farm, I think.
Ashley?
Yay!
Yay! Hi. What's going on? Probably none of the things we just said.
No, but, you know, like, boyfriend Christmas drama, it's all
okay.
The rage. So I have been dating my boyfriend, and he's, like, really the best.
Yay!
I love that.
Yeah, thank you. And, like, I want to go home for Christmas with him this year. This will be our first Christmas together, and he feels like it's too soon. And that makes me feel like he's abandoning me during the holidays.
The A word.
There might be like abandoned. Do you have no other humans on earth? Or just, I know, but you love him, but like.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to spend the holidays with your person.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're not abandoned, right? You're not, or are you?
Feels like it because it's our first Christmas together and I want it to be special.
Okay.
And like we have something really special. So like,
is it, I mean, do you love him?
Totally. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And he loves you?
Yes.
Have we asked the question how long you've been together yet? Or did you say that?
No, we haven't. But it's their first Christmas together.
Yeah. How long have you guys been dating?
Like a few weeks, but it's real.
Oh,
you know? So,
define a few weeks. I mean.
Sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but because I do
Are
believe
you
when
at me.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's laughing at everyone.
Just the situation. Like I. Here's the deal. I don't mean to put you on the spot, Erica.
Oh.
But it took how long before you knew Dane was the guy?
Probably 5 weeks.
But you probably also had an inkling before that as well. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It went from, I'm not sure. Let's see how this goes to, oh, wow, I'm going to marry him in a very few. It was like days from
A to B. You're deliriously happy right now.
Yeah.
But so, here's what I'm getting at.
I think it's real happiness, though. Right?
My point is this. Like, when you know.
For sure, without a doubt.
I know what you're going to say next.
No, but I kind of feel like everyone goes their first Christmas not together. We weren't together our first Christmas, and we already knew. We said, I love you. We talked about getting married before. Like, we still weren't together on Christmas Day.
You weren't?
No, we did Thanksgiving together, and then he had plans already, and so did I. And that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but can I just say this? Because, like, totally get that. But it's not that he doesn't want us to be together on Christmas. He's just worried what his family's going to think. Like, that his family will think it's too soon and, like, not take it seriously. So, like, to me, I'm like, hey, like, stand up for me, for our relationship. And, like, yeah, maybe they don't, but it's none of their business, you know?
But would you be staying with them? Because that feels like that becomes their business. I can't believe I'm against this either, but...
I'm kind of for it. I just, like, why not? Why not just get to it? Like, if you're gonna... If you think you're going down this road, let them meet the parents.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. If it goes terrible, well, now we saved a lot of time. And then waiting till next Christmas, a whole year from now...
I have to ask weird questions. So before I do that, I'd like to get the phone number out. 303-222-5423. Text or call. Is this too soon? Or do you just throw caution to the wind? Do you know the answer to this question? Did he take somebody to Christmas last year?
I don't think so, but I haven't asked him directly.
That would be important. One.
Yeah. Okay.
And like at Thanksgiving, if you guys weren't dating, like if he hasn't already had an outing with them where he went, there's someone special in my life and maybe eventually you'll meet her, like whatever. If you guys weren't dating by Thanksgiving and he hasn't already talked to you about him, it is a little weirder to walk in with this just...
Hi, we're in love.
And she's sleeping in my room with me and like...
Right. Like I'm having an issue with you're begging to get invited to his thing and I just don't think that's how it goes. You have to invite him to your thing. Not begging, but you're clearly upset. And it's like, but I think the only way to do this, if it's your idea, is invite him to yours.
Or are you not having one? Is your family not alive?
No, they're alive, but everyone, like, we do Thanksgiving together, and then, like, we all do everything else on Christmas. So, so we don't have like that big family gathering, which he has, and like, what a great way to meet everyone.
I don't know.
I think that if he doesn't go there, then he should stay here with me, you know?
Oh, if you're not invited there, he should stay with you and miss out on his family?
Well, I mean, it's not, he wouldn't be missing out on our first Christmas together. You get it?
Yeah.
But like, how many Christmases?
But maybe your first Christmas together is next Christmas.
Right. Right.
But you are together.
How early did you do? I mean, you were so young. It's hard to say, but.
She didn't come for Christmas, but she came. It was a few weeks. She came to like visit around Christmas. So she like met everybody.
A few weeks after you guys met or started dating?
Yeah, because we met like right before winter break. So we were like kind of, we were talking over the break and then like she came. Yeah.
Interesting.
Can I just
so
say
she met people, but we didn't, it wasn't officially Christmas. So I kind of got out of it that way.
Mine wasn't about Christmas, but like, it's weird to go back to this emotion, but I remember falling for my ex-wife and she already had a trip to Brazil planned.
Right.
And it was like too expensive, too soon. She went and then we were both miserable.
Yeah.
Cause we're just texting each other all day and just like, I miss you so bad. And then she's trying to get on flights to get back sooner because we just missed each other. Like, it sucked. And we were like this far along, but we knew.
Right.
We like knew that it was.
Yeah. If you know, what does it matter what other people, why are you embarrassed about your family? Like, have you not broken up before? with somebody? You know, like,
because
have they never heard of this concept?
Probably did have somebody last year, didn't say a damn thing at Thanksgiving, then it just makes you look psychotic.
Yeah.
Hey, this is this year's girl. A little bit. We go, no, I swear this one.
Right. I get what he's saying. Like, it doesn't matter. But I also think sometimes you just don't spend your first Christmas together.
I think we should spend our Christmas together. Like you said, when you know, and
honestly, I'm with you, girl. When I knew, and now here we are. Like, but I just
how much
you gotta be flexible
at your family, like with your partner. You know, like it makes it just so much better. And you know, because
yeah,
family can be a lot.
What if?
He's got an answer.
Is he protecting her? Maybe like, does he have like a crazy family or something that he's
or
like?
Or does he not want her there?
Or that? Yeah, there is that. Maybe he's got plans with the boys.
Yeah, true.
I remember. Those
Hang
days.
On, don't move, Ashley.
We're crushing her spirit.
I think it's a bad idea to go. But like, if they get married, then you skip the whole Christmas.
That's okay.
303-222-5423.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Ashley. And I think maybe we hold off on what the texters are saying for a little bit. Okay?
I think so.
Yeah, but we'll say it in a little while. But Ashley has been dating a guy for a few weeks. They both feel very strongly about their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, take me home to meet the parents. Like, she's not saying take me home to meet the parents. She's not trying to fast forward the relationship, but there just happens to be a point right now where people go home to see their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she wouldn't be like holiday. 3 weeks into the relationship going, I demand to meet your parents. But it's like, you're doing something.
Yeah.
I should come with you because we love each other. And we're just.
And it's Christmas. And at Christmas, you do crazy things. Love Actually Anyone?
You've already watched it. You can always see that.
Oh, yeah.
Love is always around.
Okay. Yeah. Alyssa?
Yay.
What, do you have advice for Ashley or where are we at?
I think that she should just let it be for now. I think it's too early to have these expectations. And I don't think it's fair that she should say, if I don't want him to go there, I want him to spend the holiday with me and miss out with his family. And the other side of it, like, what if he's saying that he doesn't want to be judged by his family to like let her down easy, right? Like, what if he's blaming his family and he doesn't just want her to go?
Yeah,
I'm getting very hung up on this because she said, Ashley said, they are in love. He's not trying to be casual, and she's take like they're both in this together.
I think so.
He's lying to her. Red flag is on him
for sure,
not on her.
Right.
Because she's like, we're doing this, right? We're in agreement. He's like, oh, yeah.
He's saying, I love you.
Right. He's like a guilty party, too.
If he's saying, I love you, she should be going.
I that's where I draw a little bit of a line, because it's like, I love you, but I don't know enough about you. Like, it's crazy to go, like, well, when'd you guys meet? Like, your mom starts asking you questions like, Tuesday?
I know, but how could you love someone if you don't know enough about them and you're
but you think you love them, but you're just not ready to put it to that test.
There's also a thing, though, where it's like, if I do love someone, I want to introduce them to my family.
Not that fast, though. I mean, I'm on both sides of it. I know I'm screwed up.
Family is the problem. I mean, it could very well be. Like, his family, too. Like, I'm divorced. My ex-husband used to tell me all the time that his family was crazy and dysfunctional, and I never really believed him because my family was crazy and dysfunctional, but, like, they took the cake. Oh. But, like, I don't know. I think they should just let it be.
Okay. Then she'll just be alone.
That's fine.
Okay, no.
Maybe it's good for her.
Thank you, Alyssa. Oh, my God. Said the codependent crew. This is my favorite thing. The two little Muppets in the top of the bag. Let her be alone.
The problem is that she made a big stink about being alone at Thanksgiving.
I was alone on Thanksgiving. I'll be alone on Christmas.
Oh, no.
You literally went to a casino.
Am I do that again?
Not alone.
Oh, my God. The drama in this room. Mark. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Thank God.
Do you have advice? My head's so out of the game. Both of you are on timeout. Separate corners.
Come on.
Separate
corners.
Mark,
in the game.
Advice for Ashley. What do you got?
Dude, you got to go for it. You got it.
Oh.
I met my wife. We were engaged after 2 weeks. And 30 years later, we're still married. We've got two kids, 25.
3-0, 30 years later.
3-0.
Engaged after 2 weeks is bold.
She was the youngest of 9. She had 7 older sisters. I had never met any of them before we told them, hey, this is Mark. We're getting married.
Yeah, I love it.
When? Wow. I said this before. When you know.
2 weeks.
Yeah. You know.
You know.
Wow. Yeah. And that's what I feel bad for Ashley, because she feels like we know. And he's telling me
right.
He knows too. But it's too soon.
But can I say one more quick little thing? Sometimes when you know, you don't know.
You're wrong.
You're dead wrong.
And what?
The odds are with you.
And you have...
No, the odds are not with you,
Mark. No, they for sure are. If you think you know deep down if you know.
First high school boyfriend. Did you know?
Oh, God, no. I knew I wasn't going to marry him. Oh, I loved him, but...
That's such a lie.
No.
I've been madly in love. Like... Have a drink with me. I'll be madly in love with you. That's not true, but you know what I'm saying. Like, no, but like, you know what I mean?
Like, I guess it just feels like, and what? Then you spent Christmas with him and then you broke up?
But then your parents are
oh,
like,
no.
Whatever happened to Ashley? You know, like
how
every time you
recover?
Call, hey, mom, what's going on with Ashley? We broke up, mom. Well, why? She was such a great girl. It's like,
she was. I thought I knew, yeah.
I fear you have like a picking problem. If you're like, oh, I have a drink with you and I'm in love with you. Like, logically, you know when you shouldn't be with someone.
Yo, Lil Miss Codependent, you don't get to talk to me about any of this.
Isn't that a Kelly Clarkson song?
It is.
Close.
Moran. Is everybody just like, have us on mute? Fran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For the love.
I love her.
Oh, look at that. Look how long it took you.
I didn't even
2 seconds. Take her home with you. Fran, what advice do you have for Ashley? Name.
I think she needs to back off.
Oh.
She's only been dating this guy for a few weeks, and she's already got demands in. He's not going to stick around.
Yeah, because she did
wait.
She did say, if he's not going to take me, then he should stay.
But I don't like this thing where we call women demanding, but men never get called demanding.
Because we don't make demands. We just go with the flow.
Men don't make demands. That's
we
right.
We don't. If you stop and examine it, we don't.
You're insane.
Take the side.
Answer
is
me,
is that
David.
A demand?
Yeah. Shut up. Okay. We just have, now we've waited long enough.
Yeah.
Just summarize all the texts into just a few short.
In every single text except so far, I've seen one. She is called a virgin or flat out crazy.
That B is crazy. So, Ashley.
And delusional.
You crazy.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.